we conducted an interdepartmental mission to Yaloké, meaning we had our protection department, our water and sanitation, economic security and health, together with the Central African Red Cross. That was at the end of October. So we were able to visit, we were able to speak to local officials and speak to the displaced. What the objective was to see what is the situation of the displaced, what is happening with them now, and to evaluate their needs in order to see what kind of response the ITRC can offer these people.
What are their needs right now?
A lot of people who have been displaced, really they're lacking a lot of basic needs. They're counting very much on the families who have been receiving them on the spot. So this is also something we have to take into account, that not only do we have displaced who have huge basic needs that we have to look into, but also the families who have been receiving them in their villages and in their homes, we'll also have to take that into consideration.
So these needs, I guess you're talking about the basic needs will be food. What types of supplies do they need?
I mean, I don't want to speculate on what we might be doing since the interdepartmental evaluation is really ongoing. And we're really looking at the best response possible that's within our mandate and within our means. But we're definitely looking into it.
Do you have any concerns right now with their health?
In general, health services have been extremely affected, especially in areas that are in the provinces. So this is also something we're looking into. And as I said, it's very difficult for us to speculate at this point because we haven't formulated the response.
In your last operational report that was released a couple of weeks ago, it showed that you all have been burying bodies. What is this from? Is this from sickness or is this from the violence?
In that case, we were talking about, you know, dead bodies that needed to be buried quite urgently.
Were these from sickness or from the violence?
This is not basically what we do. You know, we document, we assist immediately. You know, the idea is the risk of epidemics or the risk of spread of disease. So the idea is to deal with these dead bodies as soon as possible and then also to look into were these casualties due to illness or were they due to the violence and the violent events. But the immediate operational response in an emergency is burying and managing these mortal remains as soon as possible to avoid the spread of disease or epidemics. So this is definitely something that was done, that we've dealt with. I'm not aware that anything else was done in the areas of Yaloké. The Central African Red Cross, they buried about 32 bodies in Yaloké. That was the emergency response to the spread of disease immediately in that area.